Proclamation number 3287 of 10th of October, 1944. Prematurely get free of the spiritual. Last resolution. Behold, you are approaching a time of complete dissolution, put into action initially by the human being himself who lets his will become active in a destructive and annihilating way, and finally carried out by God's will and through his power, because the end has come which God has determined since eternity. This dissolution can mean an accelerated maturing of the spirit if matter is previously allowed to be of extraordinary service, i.e., if the dissolution of matter is the result of increased utilization of that which serves man for benefit. Then the passing away of this also corresponds to God's will and is advantageous for the spiritual that is sheltered in it. However, if matter is destroyed or completely annihilated before it has matured through service, if human will of destruction extends to things which have not yet fulfilled their purpose on earth, which therefore are still at the beginning of the spiritual's development therein, an act of violence takes place which is contrary to God's will and which has an extremely detrimental effect on the spiritual. For this becomes free without having matured and can now let off steam, and that in a way which is harmful for the already more mature spiritual, for human beings and animals. For the still immature spiritual oppresses those by burdening people extraordinarily and turning their mind to matter to an increased degree, i.e., the spiritual constantly brings itself to mind in the form of prematurely destroyed matter, which the human being now strives for all the more covetously. Only people of more mature spirit do not let themselves be pressed by those because they have already overcome matter before and are no longer dependent on it to the extent that they believe they cannot do without it. But the raging of the spiritual that has become free increases more and more, for people do not stop their works of destruction and the decline of spiritual development becomes ever more apparent, so that God himself commands an end by dissolving every form from the lowest to the highest degree of development through his will. Everything on earth will be destroyed. Even the surface of the earth will dissolve and be transformed into completely new creations. For now a new course of development begins for the entire spiritual, which in the end has not yet attained the maturity to be able to enter the kingdom of light. God himself completes in love and wisdom what man has tackled in hatred and lack of love and in ignorance of the consequences. Human will is reprehensible and causes the greatest spiritual damage. But the divine will puts a stop to it, and his work of destruction is at the same time a correction of that which was previously out of all divine order. For what he does is exceedingly good and wise and always promotes spiritual ascent development, whereas people's actions are caused by unkindness and disregard all divine order and are therefore sinful. Nevertheless, the God-desiring human being can still be beneficially active in the last time of dissolution by still helping many things to be of service in accordance with divine order, by being active himself and tirelessly creating in helpful neighborly love in order to be able to provide his fellow human being with objects which are suitable for his purpose, and thus he helps the spiritual substance to mature so that it is no longer completely immature at the time of the last dissolution. He thereby gives the spiritual, which has become free through human will to destroy, the opportunity to embody itself again. He alleviates the hardship of the spiritual as well as of the human being who needs earthly objects for daily life. And he also helps himself to greater maturity of soul, as soon as love for his neighbor drives him to earthly activity. As soon as the human being has knowledge, he will also understand the last work of destruction on God's part, whereas the ignorant human being is unable to reconcile it with a Creator who is loving, wise and omnipotent. And yet, all of God's activity is based on profound wisdom and greater than great love. And this last work of dissolution is also an act of God's love which intervenes when the spiritual substance is in utmost danger of losing itself. Then he binds it anew in order to give it the opportunity to reach the degree of development again, which earns it freedom of choice again, so that it will make better use of it if it has failed on this earth. Amen.